Every news story about violence in Iraq reminds us that the United States attacked Iraq nearly 14 years ago, when anger over the September 11th terrorist attacks was still fresh. Then President George W. Bush made the case for invasion on Iraq's possession of weapons of mass destruction. And it turned out after the invasion, after Saddam Hussein was driven from power, there were no weapons of mass destruction. Nearly 4,500 American service members died in Iraq, hundreds of thousands of Iraqis died, and violence continues to this day. The peace group Code Pink holds its version of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission on the Iraq War later this week in Washington, D.C. One person testifying will be the Rogue Valley's Stacey Bannerman, who wrote a book called Homefront 911 about families racked by war, including her own. Stacey, thanks for joining us again on The Exchange.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So your ex-husband deployed how many times to Iraq?
He's served a two-year-long combat tours in Iraq.
And how different was he when he came home?
Unrecognizable.
Mm-hmm. And it led to big changes in your life. So as a family member to a service member, did you support the war at first?
Never.
Really? Okay.
I was very, very much like, in my first book, when the war came home, I actually spoke to this, acknowledging the that I, like virtually all Americans, not all, but virtually all Americans, had a very strong desire to pursue and capture and serve justice to those responsible for the 9/11 attacks. However, I was very, very, very clear from the beginning, before that war began, that Iraq and Saddam Hussein had nothing whatsoever to do with the 9/11 attacks. And some of the other people that also were aware of that, Ambassador Joe Wilson, for example, are going to be testifying at this tribunal.
So let's talk about the tribunal, because mm-hmm. Truth and Reconciliation Commissions are not unknown in the world. What is the general concept?
Well, they're not unknown in the world, but they're certainly unknown in this country. And what we're hoping to do is to begin to change that, begin to put into place mechanisms from the ground up, because really that is the only place where change has ever come from, the ground up. Mechanisms by which this country can begin to hold itself accountable. The reality is that when we don't hold our government accountable, we get what we've got right now.
What happens in a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that doesn't happen, for example, in congressional hearings?
Well, what we're going to be doing here with the People's Tribunal on Iraq in Washington, D.C., December 1st and 2nd, the whole first day we are collecting testimony about all of the lies that got this country into the Iraq War, which we're still there. And then day two is collecting testimony about what are all of the costs of that war, and really taking a very global perspective on that, literally and figuratively. There will be testimony from Iraqi citizens and civilians. There will be testimony from Physicians for Social Responsibility. There will be testimony from Gold Star Parents. There will be testimony from Bill McKibben, the author and environmental activist. He's written a number of different books, and he is a founder of 350.org. I had the honor of actually getting his testimony recorded in advance, and let me tell you, it's devastating. What's different about this tribunal than what happens in Congress, and one of the end goals is that we are hoping to have all of the evidence collected. My book, Homefront 911, is going to be entered into the record. We're hoping to have all of this evidence entered into the congressional record as well as the Library of Congress. The difference with this hearing, as opposed to a congressional hearing, is that it's going to be longer. It covers a much greater span. It's broader and deeper than any congressional hearing will ever be. Obviously, we don't have all of the levers of government available, but we're hoping by starting with this, we can take some next steps to change that.
Stacey Bannerman is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, off to Washington to talk to the People's Tribunal on the Iraq War, meeting Thursday and Friday at the University of the District of Columbia. You can join us now on the Jefferson Exchange. If you had a chance to testify before this commission on the Iraq War, what would you say? 800-838-3760 by phone. Join us by email at jx@jeffnet.org. How did the idea come together for this for the People's Tribunal on the Iraq War, Stacey?
You'll remember about a year or so ago when my book, Humphrey 911, came out. At the very end of it, the last chapter, I advanced several suggestions for what we can do moving forward and what we can do differently. And one of them was a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, an American commission on the Iraq War. And what I did is send that idea. I approached a handful of organizations in January of 2016 with that concept, and at that time it didn't grab on. People just weren't really ready for it, but that changed, and a few months ago Code Pink got back in touch with me and said we would like to move forward with this, recognizing that it's likely our last best hope to try to advance any kind of accountability for the Iraq War is tied to the end of Obama's presidency.
Do you see anything coming out of this while Barack Obama's still in office?
Well, that is, I hope so. And that's really all that we can do is one last chance, and let's put it all out here and put it on the table. And going back to the president, we are going to be going to the White House and saying about that promise, Mr. President.
So I have to believe there have been requests made for a more official within the government sort of commission, tribunal, whatever you want to call it. Have there been such requests, and what have been the responses?
Not that I'm aware of. I personally would like to believe that, but there's been no report and nothing in the congressional record to indicate that there has been. I mean, there may well be, and I just missed it, but I've been paying close attention to this for over 13 years. Mm-hmm. It's probably unlikely that I would have missed it had that come along. I think that what this Congress is hoping to do, and our government, and frankly, the majority of the citizens of the United States, are hoping to just, let's just forget this one. Let's just kind of write this off, and let's just forget it. But it's that very mentality that ensures that we keep repeating these same kinds of horrific, devastating, costly mistakes. And again, when folks learn, for example, just with Bill McKibben's testimony, what we could have done instead of this Iraq War, I wept.
At his testimony?
Yes.
So this is a bit of a swim upstream, obviously. I mean, but particularly in the manner that you just talked about, where a lot of people would just like to put the country behind us, but a lot of the country would like to put the Iraq War behind us, but you don't want it to be forgotten.
We cannot. We cannot afford to. We just cannot afford to. Not for the future of this nation, not for future generations, not for the future of this planet. We cannot afford to keep doing that. We cannot afford to create all of this carnage and all of this wreckage under the auspices of the United States of America. And then just keep moving forward like nothing ever happened. That is so destructive, and it is so devastating, and it is the antithesis. It is the antithesis of what this nation has proclaimed itself to be. We must, as a country, begin to take responsibility, to be accountable for what we have done, so that we can become who we have said that we are. We cannot continue this kind of illegal, immoral, destructive foreign policy and wars based on lies.
Stacey Bannerman is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a Rogue Valley author. Her latest book is Homefront 911, about families racked by war, which is her own personal experience as well. She's off to Washington to testify later this week before the People's Tribunal on the Iraq War, set up by Code Pink at the University of the District of Columbia. You can join us now on the exchange. If you had a chance to speak out about the Iraq War to somebody who was listening with rapt attention, what would you say? 800-838-3760 to tell us by phone, or you can send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. Joe, in Talent emails, if anyone has any doubt about how cynical our representatives are, especially on the conservative side of the aisle, try and balance the time and money spent on an email server use and clear war crimes committed. I am a Vietnam vet, and I hoped that would be the last time we were lied into a war. Now I have to deal with the fallout of having two sons who deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, both wars of choice and both wars designed to make people rich, not safe. That from Joe and Talent. Does that pretty much echo your feelings, Stacey?
Oh, absolutely. Very much so. And thank you so much, Joe, for listening and sending that in. I really appreciate that because, yes, absolutely, of course it does. And if we've got any question whatsoever that those wars are, in fact, not coming home, if we think for a second that they're not coming home, I mean, yeah, they're coming home hard and horrible for our vets and their families, but they're coming forward for the civilian America as well. They're coming forward right there. Those wars are coming home right now, in Standing Rock. With a militarized police, and the equipment and the tactics that are being utilized there, those wars are coming home in the streets of the United States of America. When the militarized police force is having a totally disproportionate response to civilians in civil protests, and yeah.
So who makes up the tribunal? Who sits here and listens to the testimony over the course of these 2 days? And it's two full days, I noticed, 9:30 to 5, both Thursday and Friday.
Yes, sir, that is correct, both days. I am not engaged at that level of the planning with it. I'll be honest with you. So I don't know who has been selected for that. I know that they were hoping to get a very broad representative panel to receive the testimony because really we've got to just kind of consider this like for all intents and purposes kind of an equivalent to an evidentiary hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got members of the faith communities. Unfortunately, for the most part, they were pretty silent in the run-up to the Iraq war, but we've got representatives from the faith community that will be there and from the foreign policy community and politicians not currently in office, and I'm not sure who all else.
All right. So are you going to deliver the remarks in person or take questions?
Sir. Yes. I'm planning. It's been a difficult 13 plus years.
No doubt.
So this is important for me, not just as a member of this experiment of democracy in the United States of America. I feel a democratic and moral responsibility to speak to the cause and consequences of these wars based on lies, because families in particular have always been the invisible line item of war, and that bringing the cost of war to the families left behind is one of the things that I can do because I have experienced that firsthand. So I need to be there in person, as I said, for myself, for all of the families who have been wounded by our wars, and because I think it is my civic responsibility. And I go forward with the hope and the prayer that maybe this time we start to turn the tide on this nation's horrible policy of implementing wars based on lies.
When we talk about the effects on military families, though, one thing that instantly leaps out is the fact that there are so few of them as a percentage of the population because it is an all-volunteer military force in this country. Do you have any thoughts about what you'd like to see happen in terms of a draft being restored or anything along those lines?
Well, frankly, I think one of the outcomes of this hearing, if in the testimony, is being recorded and will be available. But here's the reality: is this we cannot on any level afford to keep having wars. It's as simple as that. On an environmental level, we cannot. On a financial, economic level, in terms of global relations, international relations, the climate impact. So it's not even about a draft. And with these wars, the families were drafted. In Vietnam, the troops were drafted. In the post 9/11 wars, the families were drafted. And because there was such a small segment of the population carrying the whole burden of the home front suffered inordinately as the result. And if we're going to do wars, I think a draft is clearly the solution or one of the things that we need to be looking at. But again, the reality is we have moved past the point where war can be considered a negative good. It cannot. When over 90% of casualties in wars and combat zones are innocent, unarmed civilians, many of them women and children, we have moved past the point where war can be considered a negative good.
Let's take a call here. We have John and Vanita on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Stacey Bannerman.
Good morning. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much. You're using my favorite word with this kind of conversation, and it's accountability. There basically hasn't been any for decades, ever since the end of World War II, which was a war, and we didn't really have much choice once it got going. We've had Korea and everything ever since. And how many of them were declared wars, or like in Vietnam, it was a policing action? They would twist their words around. Of course, I don't feel any strong feelings about this.
No.
In the early 70s, when Vietnam was still raging, and I had a lot of friends that were messed up pretty bad, I was working for the Forest Service, and they were a party to this too, cutting down the virgin timber as fast as they could flatten it. And one day I had somebody much older and wiser than me explain to me that that was a good part of the money. They're helping fund their stupid war. Now, they make excuses for all this stuff, but really, folks, it's like the two-party lie. It's a lie. It's money. There's a handful of people making a lot of money while our bridges cave in and our kids go hungry.
All right, John, thanks for your thoughts. Appreciate that. Stacey Bannerman has been our guest on The Exchange. She is the author of Homefront 911, about families racked by the war. He is off to Washington to testify before Code Pink's People's Tribunal on the Iraq War. That is Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, 9:30 to 5 at the University of the District of Columbia. Stacey, thanks for joining us. Best of luck on your journey.
No, you're welcome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Take it easy.